as fires continue to burn along the West Coast, releasing a trail of smoke that has reached Europe. People in communities destroyed by fires are getting a glimpse at the wreckage. One of those communities is the city of Phoenix, Oregon, just north of the California border. At least three people died in the area and around 2,000 structures destroyed. Stuart Warren is a city council member there today. He's been running a supply center for people displaced. He is on Skype. Stuart, we're so sorry to hear about what happened to your city. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes for us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and thanks for covering this important event.
Well, and there are still restrictions on entering Phoenix, but what can you tell us about what it looks like right now?
It's a pretty amazing event. You know, the fire was so dramatic that nearly every structure that it touched is burnt to the ground. You don't see many structures that are partially burnt, and it burnt pockets throughout both Talent and Phoenix, leaving some neighborhoods completely intact. Then other areas, it looks like a bomb has gone off. I saw wheels of a car that were melted off the car.
Well, and I understand that you were out fly fishing. You're a guide the day of the fire, and you had to evacuate without even going home. So it must have been very quick.
Yes, the evacuation notices came to me within a period of maybe 30 minutes, you know, level one to level three. And so, yeah, out on the river, and I noticed another fire started, the Obachain fire. I saw its plume go up, and it was relatively close to where we were right when I got my level three evacuation notice. So I loaded up my customers in the boat and rowed as fast as I could row off the river, put the boat on the trailer, and dropped my customers off and tried to run home to try to save my dog. But luckily, she's pretty smart and was able to get herself out of the fence. And then a lovely young woman took her in.
So she's okay.
Yep. She's happy and healthy with my mom right now.
And your home also was not destroyed, which must be a huge relief. But other people near you, not so fortunate. What are you hearing from your neighbors?
Well, yeah, I've talked to many of my neighbors. You know, I called many of them once I was able to tour the damage and make sure that they are aware of their losses. My home was not damaged, but I did lose my garage. That's how close the fire came to my house. But my immediate neighbor, her home is fine. But then the neighbor behind them, who's a good friend of mine, just absolutely everything's gone. Everyone else surrounding me, their homes are completely unscathed.
So you're trying to get supplies now to people who need them. What do people need right now in Phoenix and Talent, Oregon?
The needs are changing on a daily basis. People are starting to kind of figure out that this isn't just going to be a 1 week or 2 week experience. They're starting to think longer term now. So they're coming by for shampoos and makeup and food and dog food and toys for their children. I think most people right now need money. This fire has really impacted many migrant worker populations, as well as many low-income individuals. The Latinx community has been severely impacted by this. Most of our mobile home parks housed a number of low-income folks. So they unfortunately don't have access to insurance. Most insurance companies won't cover those structures, or if they do cover them, the coverage is very low. So most of them are kind of out on the streets right now with nothing. And they don't have savings for the most part. They don't have family here. I heard a story yesterday from a member of the Talent Phoenix School District, where they found 18 of their students living in one home out in a little town called White City.
And I imagine that the toll emotionally on people is just unimaginable right now. People must be in shock.
Yeah, it's definitely true. You know, I think there's a period of kind of numbness where you're in disbelief, and then you start to talk to other people and, you know, recognize the devastation that's occurred. And I think people are starting to grieve now. I must say that yesterday or the day before was the first day I saw people smiling again, which was good.
Do you think that Phoenix will ever recover?
Yes, definitely. We are lucky enough to have a community here that is just unbelievably strong. And we're just getting an extreme amount of support from our surrounding communities and worldwide at this point as well. So yeah, we will rebuild. It may take us a few years, maybe even up to as many as 10 years to get things back to where they were before the fire. But we are working as hard as we can through so many different organizations and agencies right now that we will rebuild, absolutely.
That is Stuart Warren, a city council member in Phoenix, Oregon, much of which was destroyed in a wildfire last week. Stuart Warren, thank you so much for joining us and best of luck in the recovery there.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate you all covering this important event.